Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. It's a pleasure to once again welcome local author and historian Arlene Stafford Wilson. Arlene's 10th book and latest release, Lanark County Christmas, Memories of a Yuletide Past, invites us to curl up on a cold winter's day and travel down memory lane with stories that will warm your heart. Welcome, Arlene. Nice to have you back again.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Thanks for having me.
It seems like every year about this time we have a chat with you, and it's so nice to have you back again this year, Arlene.
Well, thanks. It's this book in particular was a real pleasure to write because I was collaborating with over 50 people from all across the county
right.
who shared their Christmas memories.
And is that what makes this book different from your other ones?
Well, it's one of the things. I was trying to write this a little bit more like a time capsule.
Okay.
So if someone 50 years or 100 years from now were to open up this book, they could read an account of what their ancestor had done at Christmas.
That's pretty neat.
That's always what I've wondered. Imagine if our ancestors had written an account of what Christmas was like in their times.
Right.
If they could tell us who was there. And that was one of the things I asked people when they were writing their stories. Were relatives visiting from out of town? And what dishes were served? And did they have a favorite?
You always seem to know what questions to ask, don't you?
Well, I think that we all become a child again at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we have certain things that trigger memories, like the scents of Christmas, the pine and the spruce and the cinnamon and the stuffing and the turkey.
Right.
And I asked about foods and about decorations. And were some of the decorations homemade? Because
right.
I think a lot of us made homemade decorations.
Sure, sure. You know, each year you delight us with yet another book about the rich history of Lanark County. And I'm just wondering, how do you find all these stories?
Well, I think a lot of them are driven by, and I think it's a real need for us to write these things down while people are still here and record the memories of our community. And some of these memories go back to the 1940s, and they span up to the 1980s. I mean, we're not all going to be around forever.
Unfortunately, eh?
No, so I think it's important to capture these memories now while we're all still here and we can remember them and write them down. And then a person, say, even now, mm-hmm. could read an account that happened in the 1940s or 50s, mm-hmm. and they may not have realized that many of us went to one-room schools, for instance. That's where we had our Christmas concerts.
Right.
And that people brought logs in for the wood stoves and they carried in pails of water for, you know, from a well each day. And even kids now might not realize those things.
That's incredible. And do you remember that, actually? Did you go to a one-room school?
Yes.
You did?
I actually went to two one-room schools, one at Christie Lake and one on the Scotch Line. So I remember those days well. And I think to myself how frightening and how alone the teachers must have felt in those days to be all by themselves, and most of them were women, way out in the middle of the country with no other support.
And a lot of the kids would have walked quite far to school, too, right?
That's right. Walked in all kinds of weather. And I even remember my dad and a cousin Tom who went to school in Prestonvale and Macklehome School, if anybody remembers that one, in Drummond. And they actually took horses and cutters in those days.
Is that right?
And they tied them up across from Macklehome School and had to go out and feed their horse at lunchtime.
My gosh, you don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that.
But you're not old enough to remember that.
No,
for goodness
not quite.
Sakes.
But I do remember the stories, and those are the kinds of stories that if we didn't write them down, that we wouldn't have them for the next generation to share with them.
Right. Well, you're so good to get out there. and find people that have these stories and document them. And so this is Lanark County Christmas is your latest book.
That's right.
And it has other people's memories in it, as well as your own?
Oh, definitely. In fact, there are over 50 people who contributed to this, and they're all listed in the book. And the stories are from all over the place. Ramsey Township and Levant and Bathurst and Beckwith and Lanark and Darling, Montague, North and South Sherbrooke, names that people don't hear anymore after the amalgamation of the townships. But all of these stories take place in the historical townships, so those are the names and words that they'll read in the book.
And a lot of people will recognize people and stories from the book as well when they read it. Now, our own Dave White, Lickety Eats, Dave White has a story in there as well.
How about a school concert? He had a fascinating story about a concert at the Orange Hall in Innisfil.
Give us a little peek into that one, would you?
Yes. So Dave attended SF-17 Drummond, and some of the people will remember that all of our schools were SS something. I went to SS-5 Christie Lake, and Dave went to SS-17 Drummond, which was the old Innisfil school. And he remembered a Christmas concert one year, I think it was 1961, and how there was a packed house in this little tiny place, and how he got up and recited a Christmas poem, and he was very nervous. And he also performed a candle drill.
All right.
And I don't know if people will know what that is, but that was kids walking around in the circle with a lit candle. And, of course, Dave went out, and he had to go and get it lit again. So that was one of the things that he remembered.
And he probably hated that, right?
Well, it didn't sound like it was, but it was a memory that was burned into his mind. So
burned into his mind. That's a good
Now, the thing about his story that I kind of, you know, wondered to myself was he talks about chopping down a tree near the school for the Christmas tree to bring it in, and went down there with a friend. And I wondered to myself if anyone in Innisfil was missing a Christmas or missing a little spruce from their yard in 1961. Or if that was in the bush.
I wonder if Dave got into trouble for that one.
I don't know. I wonder how far they went before they chopped the tree down, because he said it was near the school. So
first one they saw as soon as they came out the door, right?
That's right. And his wasn't the only story. I had another story. Don White, who was in Innisfil. And Innisfil was such a musical place in those days. I don't know if it
was
still is now, but lots of live music coming out of that area of the county. And like I said, there are over 50 other people from all over the county who wrote their own memories. And it's very interesting to realize what a kid actually remembers about Christmas, because although none of us are kids now, the things that people remember are things like decorating the tree,
right,
or the Christmas concerts at the school, or circling toys in the Christmas catalog, things like that. And I don't think parents today realize that kids' Christmas, the things that they actually remember are not the expensive toys. Most of the things that they remember didn't cost anything at all.
Right.
And those are the highlights that stand out in their minds, like tobogganing and sledding.
Oh,
and,
right, exactly.
And a lot of people talk about the scents of the turkey cooking and the tree and going into the bush with Dad and getting the tree.
The smell of the Christmas tree.
Yeah, the smells of the tree and the baking and special dishes that maybe a grandmother brought over for Christmas, or an aunt made, or that their mother made, and they remembered eating it every year.
Yes.
And it's those things that stand out in people's minds. So it was interesting for me to, as all the stories were coming in, and I edited them very lightly to keep the person's own voice. So that if someone from the future read the story, they would almost be able to hear their ancestor speaking in the story.
Arlene, that's incredible. You have a real gift for doing that.
Well, it's just something that I think is so important, recording that local history. And I think maybe, you know, if everybody could just write down a few things and keep some memories for their own family to pass down.
Yes.
That would be something.
I know Mary Cook always says that. Don't leave your kids your silver tea service. They don't want that.
No.
Write down your story. That's what's going to really matter to them.
Yeah, it's true. And I always think of Christmas as it's like a basket where we store our childhood memories. Walking through a snowy bush to choose the tree, the family gathered around the table, the traditions. And these things are passed down through the generations. And if we think about time like a river, Christmas is a bridge to our past.
Mm-hmm.
And so important to make notes and to pass those down. I wish my ancestors had written things down about their own experiences, but unfortunately I don't have any of those. But there's nothing to say that we can't start now.
But you investigating other people's stories, you know, brings that alive for you too, doesn't it? Eh?
It does. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was fascinating that so many people, one of the most important things to them was that school concert in those one-room schools.
Yes.
And And another thing that a lot of people mentioned was the Santa Claus who came at the end of the concert to pass out right. probably a few cents worth of candy, but it was so important to those kids. And the other thing that people mentioned was that Santa sometimes looked like a neighbor. He sometimes seemed to have the same gestures as a caretaker. And sometimes they would look at him and think, "That he sits, his voice sounds like my, you know, the neighbor two farms down the road." So it was interesting that a lot of people volunteered to help make those kids happy on those special days for them.
It's funny, I remember when you talk about Santa and the kids recognizing something familiar about him. And I remember when my brother and I were kids and my dad was Santa Claus. We lived in Arnprior at the time. And I said, and my brother and I said out loud, "There's Dad."
Oh, no.
My mom tried to shut us up.
Oh,
I should write that down. I'll send it to you.
Oh, that's funny.
For another book, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Arlene, are we getting back, do you think, to those times when we go out and get a fresh tree? I mean, there's a lot of artificial trees now that people get, and think, you know, things have changed, as you know, so much. And do you think there's a coming back to those older times?
I hope so, because the older times were simpler, and they were a lot more to do with people and traditions than they were to do with things. And in these times when things are, you know, with inflation hitting us and things being tighter, I can't imagine having a large family like some people did in the old days with so many children and having to provide toys and everything these
mm-hmm.
days.
Right.
And there would be nothing wrong with having a simple Christmas because, like I said, that's most of the things that kids remember were the things that cost very little or almost nothing at all.
Were the good times in the family sitting around the dinner table having turkey.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm, right.
And I think one of the things, too, that that some of us didn't realize until I was getting some of the stories in and reading them, were that Christmas was very different depending on where you lived. And I didn't realize how different Christmas was for people who lived in towns like Perth and Carleton Place and Elmont versus Christmas for us who lived out in the country.
Right.
And some people lived even farther out in the country, and they had to do their farm chores before they were allowed to open their gifts in the morning. So things like that, I think we don't realize. Anyways, I never realized that was, and the kids in Perth in particular remembered the Santa Claus parade. That was very important to them,
right.
The ones who were living there. And, of course, getting the little bag of treats at the end of the parade.
It's always special. What is one of your favorite Christmas memories?
Well, I liked the church services myself. And I remember, I had one parent who was Protestant, brought up Protestant, and one who was brought up Catholic. So I remember one year my Aunt Pat taking me to a midnight mass, and that was very, very special and very unique. And the beautifully decorated St. John's Church in Perth, and also have many memories of my mother bringing us to Little Calvin United Church out in Bathurst. And we had a candlelight service there every year and sang all the songs. I think everyone sings or sang the same Christmas carols and hymns. And those are special memories for me.
Your books always convey a sense of home and comfort and evoke feelings of nostalgia in your readers. And I'm just wondering, you know, why is that important to you as a writer?
Well, I think that it's important to capture those feelings that we all have. And I don't think mine are unique in any way. After reading the other 50 people's stories, they all have that same element in them of feeling that comes out and of memories that are invoked this time of year. And I think it's just part of Christmas being not just a season, but a feeling for us. And I think it starts right after probably Remembrance Day for most of us, where we get into our Christmas spirit and start going down memory lane with some of those things of maybe our mothers baking the Christmas cake or our father putting lights on the spruce tree outside, things like that. And those type of memories really stay with people. It can be a very emotional time of year, I think, for some people. And some people did have a very sad Christmas, too.
Right.
And
yes,
those memories will come back even stronger. And I think because so many emotions are tied into the season, that it could go, you know, either way. But the majority of stories are very happy, and it's a place where people like to return to in their minds every year.
And your book will do that for people, won't it? You've got some nice, you're talking about recipes and Christmas cakes and
yes,
traditions from Ireland and that sort of thing. And
mm-hmm.
Oh boy, this will be fun to read your book.
Lots of traditions, mm-hmm. and I'm sure if we, like I said, if we could go back and speak with those ancestors and ask them, you know, is this a tradition you brought from Scotland or Ireland, and why was it important to have a Yule log and to keep a piece of the Yule log and start the fire with it the following year for good luck, things like that, different traditions. And I mentioned a few of those in the book as well, some of the local traditions that came over from the old countries that were passed down.
Yeah.
I mean, that Christmas cake that we ate every year, that came from our Granny Rutherford. And
soaked in rum.
Yeah, yes. And that's another thing, that there was there's a lot of traditions of that in around where my father came from, around the Ferguson Falls area,
okay,
of the cake being soaked in whiskey and the fruits being soaked in whiskey. And that was an Irish Catholic community.
Uh-huh.
And that was just part of what they did, and pushing the chairs away along the walls at the end of Christmas Day, and somebody got a fiddle out,
okay,
and that was Dad's Uncle Jim Richards, who would get the fiddle out and start playing and singing, and that was part of the tradition, singing the old songs that came from the old countries.
So much fun.
Oh, yes.
Arlene, where can we find your book? Where is it available right now?
It's at the Book Nook at 60 Gore Street East in Perth. It's at Spark Books on Foster Street, Mill Street Books in Elmont. If a person needed a book shipped to them, they could email Lanark County Books, oneword@gmail.com, or go on my website, staffordwilson.com.
Okay. That sounds good.
Arlene,
I really appreciate this, and you're really putting us in the Christmas spirit, talking about
good,
all these things. You've got some wonderful stories.
And the other 50 people or 52 stories altogether in the book, and like I said, they're from all across the county. I didn't miss one township. So if you came from one of the townships in Lanark County, you probably recognize there's an index in the back of the book as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So you may even see your own name in there. You never know.
I've got some special people picked out for receiving your book, so I think they'll really enjoy it.
I wanted to thank
you again, Arlene, and have a wonderful Christmas season.
Oh, you too. Merry Christmas, Linda.
Thanks. Same to you.
Thanks.
Again, for joining us today, Arlene.
And thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
My guest is author and historian Arlene Stafford Wilson, discussing her latest book, Lanark County Christmas Memories of a Yuletide Past. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.